It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, I've just come from a wonderful walk. Do you ever take walks with people you love? If you do, do you talk about the things you see along the way? Oh, there's a phone. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. Oh, yes. Oh, well, I was hoping to go very soon. All right, in about 10? All right, thank you very much. All right, bye-bye, Mr. McFeely. That was Mr. McFeely. Have you ever seen or heard an ambulance? Well, I want you to see what an ambulance looks like, even on the inside. And Mr. McFeely's going to tell me where one is. But we have some time before he comes. So why don't we just have some make-believe right away? All right, come along. And get the trolley. Trolley? Yes. Last time we pretended that X the Owl's cousin Mary came to visit, and she was delivered a very old map of the whole make-believe area. Let's think about that, as well as some good surprises as the trolley goes by the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley. I know, let's try that zigzag walk again. Oh, that's much better. Now, oh, let's see, what about some ballet steps, twirling round and round?
Lady Aberlin and Mimis Polyglottis and Troglodytes Aiden, I presume?
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
And what is going on out here?
Oh, I'm giving Mimis and Trog their walking lessons, just as you asked me to do.
Seems like frivolous walking to me, Niece Aberlin.
Well, not everyone likes to do plain walking all the time, Uncle Friday.
Then I suggest marching. That is a more serious form of walking.
I'm not sure I agree with you. Nevertheless, I would like to ask you one question.
You may proceed.
Why would birds want walking lessons anyway? Birds fly.
Mimis and Trog are royal birds. They need to know how to do everything. I suggest you concentrate on some marching birds. Farewell.
Farewell, Uncle Friday.
Farewell.
Ready to do some marching? Ba-da-dum, 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 bum, bum. Ba-da-dum, 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 bum, bum. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Ba-da-dum, bum, bum, ba-da-dum. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, what's going on here? What happened, Mimis? Trog? Oh, my. Who are you?
I'm Cousin Stephen C. Owl.
Are you X's cousin?
Yes, and Cousin Mary's cousin. And I'm looking for the old tunnel.
Is there a tunnel up there somewhere?
I don't know where it is. I just like to find tunnels, and I heard there was one in this neighborhood.
Oh.
Want to help me look?
Sure. Oh, where do you suggest we begin?
How about Cousin X's tree?
Oh, does he know you're coming?
Nope. Neither does Cousin Mary.
Oh! Something tells me we're going to have two more surprise birds.
Oh, do you want to walk or fly?
Oh, I don't have a choice.
Oh, that's right. How about slow motion?
That I can do. There's a sign. Will you read it?
Please knock once for X, twice for Cousin Mary, three times for both of us. Let's knock three times for both of them. You want to do the knocking?
Glad to.
Sorry, Cousin Mary isn't here right now.
But we knocked three times for both of you.
That's what I mean. We can't both come out because she's not here.
But we'd like to see you anyway.
Well, then, knock one time. Well, fancy seeing you here, Lady A.
And what about me?
Oh, Cousin Steve, how in the world are you?
All the better for seeing you, Cousin X.
Oh, boy.
Cousin Steve is looking for an old tunnel. Have you ever heard of a tunnel in this neighborhood?
Oh, no, but anything's possible here. You know that, Lady A.
I do.
But maybe I should just begin digging right here.
Oh, wait, Cousin Steve.
What for?
You know the best way for owls to begin a new project.
Oh, that's right, the song.
Uh-huh.
Want to sing it with me?
Oh, sure. Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS, we do our lessons, and we get a URS.
We hope for an S, so
Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS, Owl Correspondence School, we love you best, we love you best.
I knew that must be you, Cousin Steve.
Good to see you, Cousin Mary.
You look like a cousin yourself, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, I am so moved by your bird traditions.
Speaking of birds, look who I found in my map.
Oh, there you are. Were you afraid of Cousin Steve? Well, you can see that he's big, but he's very kind.
Did you find anything in that map while you were hiding there? Oh, a place to practice your dancing. Well, I was hoping to find the way to a tunnel.
I must get these dancing birds back to their home.
Suppose we three cousins study this map.
Good idea. A new owl project.
Thanks for your help, Lady Aberlin.
Please, keep us informed on any tunnel work.
You can count on us cousins.
That's for sure.
You two are so clever. Hiding in a map, honestly, just imagine. I was wondering... Oh, yes, Trolley, they certainly are.
Really fun to see another of X's cousins. Now we know Cousin Mary and Cousin Steve. I wonder if they will find a tunnel in make-believe. We can think more about that next time. Right now, the fish needs some food. I wonder if fish have a correspondence school the way the owls do. Fish Correspondence School, dear FCS, we do our less. Let's see who's at the door.
Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely,
hi. Delivery, ready to go?
To the ambulance?
Yes, now all that you have to do is go down your street, mm-hmm. turn right, and then turn right again.
Oh, good. I've seen them going along the street, you know, and I've heard them, too.
Well, today you'll get a chance to see what the inside of an ambulance looks like. I wish I could go with you, but I have some pickups and deliveries to do, but I'm sure you'll find it.
I appreciate the directions.
Of course, if you were sick and you needed someone to go with you, you know I would do that.
Oh, I know that, Mr. McFeely.
But it's good to show people what the inside of an ambulance looks like. I've seen it, and it's very interesting. Now, the person you're to ask for mm-hmm. is Mr. Wayne Epps.
Wayne Epps.
Wayne Epps, and he's expecting you.
Good. Now what? You say it's down this street to the right mm-hmm. and then right again.
Right again. That's
Are
right.
you going this way?
I'm going that way with a delivery.
All right. Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
See you around
Bye-bye.
The neighborhood. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go. Hello, I'm Fred Rogers.
Hello, my name's Roy Cox.
Glad to meet you, Roy. I'm looking for someone by the name of Wayne Epps.
Yes, Wayne, there's someone here to see you.
I'm Fred Rogers.
Hello, my name's Wayne Epps.
Glad to meet you, Wayne. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Epps.
Hello. Boy, here's that bag you want.
Thank you.
We've come to find out about what paramedics do.
Well, paramedics come to treat you if you're sick or injured in an emergency.
And then do they take you to the hospital in an ambulance like this?
Yes, we would. We'd place you on the stretcher and put you in the ambulance to get to the hospital.
You mean you'd go right under these seat belts? Is that it?
We'd place you right under these three seat belts, unless you need to be very, very still. Oh. If you come over, I can show you something. This
what
is our...
this? It looks like a sled.
It's our long spine board. We would place you in this if you were in an automobile accident or you fell.
I see. And would that go right on this?
It would go right under there.
Do you think maybe I could get in that so I could show my friends
sure.
how it is?
Roy, could you give me a hand? Hi, I was just about to show Fred how the long backboard works.
That'd be fine.
Before I do that, though, I have to put this neck collar on you. This is stiff, and it helps keep your neck from moving, although the inside is soft. It makes it more comfortable.
Boy, that is soft in there.
Or if you could place the board out front. Now, if you were injured, there would be someone there to keep their hands on your head to make sure you couldn't move. You're going to hear a lot of crunching of the Velcro and this buckling uh-huh. of the seat belts that we're going to put around you.
I see.
This is going to be very stiff.
Oh, you mean you can do this standing up?
Yes, if you were injured when we arrived and you were standing, we could place you in this equipment while you were already standing. He's putting the seat belts on you now.
I can feel that.
That's going to keep you close to the board.
Uh-huh.
And all that time, somebody would stay with you to make sure you're not frightened at all having all this equipment on you, just like I'm doing now, keep my hands on you.
Then you just tell me what's going on all the time, don't you?
That's exactly right. He's going to put two blocks, they're soft as well, on the side of your head. And to keep you from moving your head from side to side, mm-hmm. especially while we're driving. And there's some padded straps that go around that secures your head to the board as well. How's that feel?
It feels... like I'm not supposed to move, and that's just the way it is, isn't it?
Exactly.
But my eyes can see you, and I can have my eyes look over and see Roy, too.
Okay. We're going to place you on a stretcher now.
You mean you can do that with my being like this?
Yeah, we have you secured to the board. I have the top.
Oh, it feels like I'm flying.
Yeah. Half the place. It's more seatbelts on you.
What should I do with my arm?
You can place them on your stomach and give yourself a big hug while we put you in the ambulance.
Lots of seatbelts.
Is that what, in position?
Oh, we're going into the ambulance.
Yeah, the stretcher rolls right into the ambulance.
So, we're in the ambulance.
Yeah.
But you know, all I can see is your face, Wayne, and those lights on the ceiling.
Yeah, those lights can be quite bright sometimes. To help us see what we're doing back here.
Uh-huh. If you were taking a child to the hospital, where would that child's mom or dad be?
Well, the parent would ride up front with the other medic that's driving.
Uh-huh.
But there would always be somebody back here with the child, so you wouldn't have to be frightened. I know you probably can't see much in this equipment, so we're going to take you out, and we'll come back in and look at some other things.
All right.
Roy, if I can get a hand from you again. I'm gonna take Fred off the stretcher. Okay, we're gonna set you up here. Stand.
Thank you. I was just thinking, if a young child should be hurt and needed to be still, like I was there, would you use this same board?
No, we would use a smaller one. We have a board for kids.
Aha.
And it's stiff and has straps too.
I see, and child's head would be there.
Right, they would have a small collar just like you had on that would keep their neck stiff.
But I don't see any seat belts.
No, we have these Velcro straps. These would be placed around the child. They act like your seatbelts, and they will keep the child still.
Oh, I see. Well, you have everything. Thank you very much, Roy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We'll go back in and see some more things.
Ooh, this surely looks different standing up.
Yeah.
What are these things here?
This is where we keep our bandages if someone's bleeding.
Oh, I see. Well, this looks like a regular car seat for a child.
It is. It's a regular car seat. If the patient doesn't have to ride on that board, we would place the child in this and take them to the hospital. Just like riding with their mother or father in a car.
I see. Now, those look like phones, telephones.
They do. They look like telephones, but they work like walkie-talkies. This one here is so we can talk to our doctor. And the other one allows us to talk to the hospital and let them know we're on our way.
Uh-huh.
I have some other things over here I can show you. If you can step over here and have a seat.
Sure.
First, we have our rubber gloves here, and we would place those on. That would protect the medic and the patient from germs.
You mean you'd wear them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Not the patient.
No, I would wear those during the treatment.
I see.
Next, I would use my pulse oximeter there. I can place this on your finger, and that won't pinch or squeeze. This will show me how fast your heart is beating and how well you're breathing.
Well, this doesn't hurt at all. What you call it, pulse oximeter?
A pulse oximeter. Mm. Your heart rate is 78, and you have a 98% saturation. That's very good.
Ah, well, I'm glad I'm healthy.
Now, based on what that told me, I might have to put some oxygen on you. And we would place this on you to help you breathe. This would plug right into the wall. And we'd place that right on your face, just like a mask.
And just...
And just breathe.
And that'd make you feel better.
That would help make you feel better. Hmm. And if you need it a little more, we might have to give you some medication. In that case, we might have to start an IV.
This is called an IV?
Yes. And we would hang this bag. And I would have to use this needle here And we would place that in. You might have a big pinch there, but just one time. And then the end of this would plug right into the back of there. And the fluid would flow right in.
Well, that would come right down in here, like medicine into you.
That's how we would put the medicine in there.
IV. Wayne, what's that orange thing there?
This is a vacuum splint. And
a vacuum splint?
A vacuum splint.
Huh.
We have different sizes that would fit different parts of your body. But if you broke your arm, we would use this one. It would go right on like this. This would get hard like a cast, and you would wear this until the doctor's seen you at the hospital.
I see. Well, you have a lot of fancy equipment. But the important thing is that you know how to use it. I was wondering, did you ever have to go to a hospital in an ambulance?
Yes, I had to ride in the ambulance once, and I was very impressed, and that helped me when I wanted to become a paramedic.
Well, you must have met some paramedics then.
I did. I really liked the sounds that the ambulance had.
You mean the siren?
The siren, that's right.
Is there any way to hear that from this ambulance?
Sure. If you follow me, I'll show you how we make the siren sound.
Oh, good.
And when we use the siren, we use our red emergency lights as well. It's pretty loud. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Here it goes.
Oh, that is loud. Oh, that really is loud.
That's very loud. That's how we warn the other drivers that we're coming. We're in a hurry on the way to an emergency.
On your way to help somebody. Boy, you help a lot of people, and we're grateful for it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Hope to see you soon again.
Thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Experience that was. I had a lot of different feelings when I was there. Yes, especially when they put me in that thing, you know, and I had to be very, very still. And then it felt as if I was just flying when they put me on that stretcher. And then they put me inside. But you know, the whole time I could feel that those people were so nice. They really want to be helpful. I hope you never have to use an ambulance, for real. But if you do, now you know what it's like, even on the inside. And you've seen how kind and helpful the paramedics are. It's good to know what to expect at good times and at scary times. I know I like to be told, when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard. If it's not going to hurt, I like to be told. I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. I remember when I was a little boy, my mother and my dad and my grandparents would often tell me about things that were going to happen that I didn't know about before that. And I was so glad that they would tell me, because when the things happened, then I felt that I was ready for them. That's what I like to do for you. I like to be able to show and tell you all kinds of things. That's the way it is when somebody loves you. That person wants to help you feel as comfortable as possible in this life. It can give you a good feeling to know that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you yourself. There's only one person in this whole world like you, and that's you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I know I can, and I do. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.